Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. That's right. Like and share this broadcast. I want you to share it everywhere. Share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. That's right. Silk is on the air, y'all. Silky Smooth is here in the house. That's right. Giving it right on to y'all. Yes. Calling these bastards out. Yes, we have to call them out, y'all. We have to call them all the way out with everything that's going on in our country, with everything that I continue to see happen. It's like, wow. It's like just really wow. Like, this is really truly our country. They want to tell me that this is our country. It's ridiculous. So you all share the show tonight. I'm giving my take about a lot of stuff, and I want you all to be here conversating and chatting away whenever I do it, okay? Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Yes, download it, okay? And you can send your emails or questions to diamondsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, the live chats. Shout out to each and every one of you all that come here every single night, that come here every single night to see what's going on with the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show, and you chat. Thank you so very much. I truly do appreciate you. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, the Stripes TV, the Blessed News Network, and to Eagle News Network and all of the other different networks that carries the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for carrying the show. I truly do appreciate it. The show you all is sponsored by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Yes, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more. Okay, you can go right there to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Okay, now some people they still use the promo code Trump1. Well, you can use promo code Trump1 because Trump did win. And he gonna win again. That's right. And they gonna cheat again. Watch what I tell you. Yep. So I hope we have our ammunition locked and loaded. That's right. Ready to fight these people back whenever they cheat. Because see, the last person that was over the RNC, they was part of the deep state snake. See, the Democrats stole the election, and those deep state snake Republicans drove the getaway car. So now we have some individuals in there. I don't know this gentleman name here from North Carolina, but I know Lara Trump as vice chair there for the RNC, and they seem to be doing pretty well. So I hope they keep up the good work, okay? So once again, you all, mypillow.com, use promo code Diamond or use promo code Trump1. Okay? All right. The show is also sponsored by drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. If you are in need of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or potassium iodine, please visit drstellamd.com. Use promo code Diamond. Okay? Y'all know Dr. Stella offers an array of supplements, protocols, different things. She have bundles. She have emergency kits. Yes. She has preparedness kits and different things, you all. Go to drstellamd.com and book your telehealth appointment today. Don't delay. All right? Book it, drstellamd.com, and use promo code Diamond. Okay? Use promo code Diamond. The show is also sponsored by patchstat.com. Patchstat.com. I was telling everybody about the Eon patches. It's spelled A-E-O-N. But I was telling everybody about the Eon patch. If you hadn't gotten it, go get it. Go get it. Yeah. And place it where they tell you to place it at. You'll be so grateful that you did. Now, the S39 patches, I'm talking about the S39 patches now. It supports the flow of natural energy within your body to encourage and support your whole body wellness and healthy activity. It is amazing, you all. It stimulates the skin with low levels of light, resulting in improved energy flow. See, if your energy is stagnated and you're locked and blocked up, can't nothing flow through. Can't nothing flow through. So I love the way that it does what it do. Okay? No drugs, no stimulants, no medicines, nothing enters the body. Okay? Nothing enters the body. All right? But these patches allow your body to do what it needs to do for your body to work. And this is patented. Okay? These patches are patented. So go to patchdat.com. Patchdat.com if you want more information on the patches or want to become a brand partner. Go to patchdat.info, fill out that form. That's patchdat.info. Also, you all, don't forget to visit diamondandsilkstore.com to get your bumper sticker. We want Trump. Yes, we do. We want Trump. Okay? Get your bumper stickers 2 for $5. That's right. They had it 2 for $10. I said, oh, let me go on in here and bring it down 2 for $5 because I want everybody to get one. Yes. We want Trump, 2 for $5. So go to the Diamond and Silk store, get your bumper sticker. Also support our other affiliates and sponsors there. Okay? Support all of our other affiliates and sponsors right there at diamondandsilkstore.com. Okay? I hope everybody's doing good. I see all of the lovely comments coming in on the chats. Thank you all so, so very much. Y'all just don't know. I mean, throughout the day, going through, doing a research, looking over everything, like, well, what am I going to bring to the people? What's going to happen? What are we going to do? I look at everything that everybody's talking about. And then what I don't want to do is pile in on that because everybody's talking about the same thing. And I'm like, what else? How else? What do I need to do? Okay, because I want you all to be educated about a lot of different things that's happening here in our country. And it's a lot of stuff happening here in our country. Now, if you had not heard, you all, President Donald J. Trump, okay? And see, let me do a Jen Psaki and back up real quick about this one thing, this one point that I want to make. I don't call him former President Trump, okay? We don't call Obama former President Obama. We don't say former President Bush, former President Clinton. No, we don't. People still call Obama President Obama. Okay? See, the Democrats, these sons of, what they did is they came in and they started with former President Trump, former. And the Republicans adopted it. And now that's why you hear them saying it. And then when they make a mistake, they come back in, oh, they got the fits and, oh, no, now it's former President Trump. No. It is President Donald J. Trump, period. President Trump, okay? Now, as I was saying, President Trump now officially has the delegates required to be the Republican presidential nominee, you all. And guess what? My man, President Donald J. Trump has a message for us all. And I want everybody to listen and pay attention. Please play clip one.
One week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise, but this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable. We have an economy that outside of certain little areas is doing very poorly. And we have something very, very important. We have a United States military that has to be taken care of. Again, this was a great day of victory. Last week was something very special, Super Tuesday. But now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated. Our nation is failing. We're a nation that is in serious decline. We've never had a situation like this where we're not respected, we're laughed at, we're considered almost a joke. We're going to turn it around. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close our borders. We're going to do things like nobody's ever seen before. And we're going to make our nation's economy be the best ever in the world. We had the best economy ever just a short while ago, and we're going to have that again. We're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally, and we're going to get your energy costs down by numbers that nobody would have said even possible. We have some sections of this country that are paying the highest numbers in the history of our country and among the most expensive energy anywhere in the world. And yet we have more liquid gold, I call it, under our feet than any other nation. Just 3 years ago, we were energy independent, and now we're going around begging for energy. So we're not going to have that anymore. We're going to have a strong country. We're going to have a respected country. We have to win an election, and we should win it by a lot, because there's never been anybody worse at doing that job than Joe Biden. So we're not going to take time to celebrate. We'll celebrate in 8 months when the election is over. November 5th, I believe, will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. So start thinking about it. Start thinking about your vote, because this vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast. And again, for this evening and for last week and for all the weeks before, for the tremendous success we've had in this primary, I want to thank everybody. But much more importantly, we have to get to work to beat Joe Biden, the worst administration, the worst president in the history of our country. They are destroying our country, and we're not going to let that happen. Thank you very much.
Right. That's right. They, and you know, they are deliberately destroying our country. But I love President Donald J. Trump. I love his hard work. That's what I love. You know, they always talk about his rough edges, talking about he's a little rough around the edges. He's not presidential enough. Oh, the mean tweets, or he say mean things. I bet you a lot of these people wish they can hear Trump say a lot of more mean things as the president. I bet you, I bet you, I bet you. But with his rough edges, let me tell you something about those rough edges. He need those rough edges to be able to cut through all of the BS that's going on up there at the White House, in D.C., on Capitol Hill, all of that stuff. The swamp has actually become a sewer. That's right. And to cut through all of the bull mess up there, them rough edges gets cut right on through it. See, you have them little smooth edges. Well, I don't even want to compare it to Jim Crow Joe Biden, because I don't acknowledge him as the president. He's more like the resident. Yeah. But if you had smooth edges, that means you go alone to get along. With the rough edges, you're going to just call it out how you see it. You're going to see it. You're going to be like, oh, no, 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 we have a problem here. Let's see how we fix this right here. They say, oh, Mr. President, you can't do this here. Oh, here come the rough edges. Let me cut through the red tape and make sure we get our country on track. One thing about President Donald J. Trump, he has the people. He has the people. Now, the left has the cheat. The Democrats have the cheat. The deep state snake Republicans, along with the Democrat, the Uniparty, they have what's called the cheat. They don't have the people. The people ain't going for all of this different stuff. And I, you all, I am so, so, so looking forward to President Trump running our country again. I am so looking forward. I hope that after he is sworn in, yes, yes, that the first thing he do when he turn around and start walking back, I hope the first thing he do is release all of the J6 hostages. Yeah, while walking back, he don't have to wait to get in the office. While walking back, just release all of the J6 hostages, close the border. Y'all, that, listen, whoever's on Trump's team, okay? Now, I know we got some snakes that's around Trump, okay? I'm just going to call you out. There's some snakes around Trump. But for the one that truly cares about President Trump, Make sure you already have the executive orders and different things written up. So all he got to do is sign it so that this stuff can go right into place. Just like that, right there, down. Okay? 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 And I also pray that he, once again, close the border, start mass deportation. Yes, yes, yes. Start the drilling of America. He say drill, baby, drill. I say drill, baby, drill. Yep, just go ahead on. Open it back up so we won't have to be dependent on foreign oil. For the ones that's looking at me, and this may be your first time looking at Silk, and you just don't know and don't understand, allow me to educate you on something. When President Donald J. Trump was president, our country was energy independent, meaning we had our own oil here in America. That's why the prices was low, okay? When Joe Biden got in and seized the White House, the first thing he did, you all, on day one, he shut down our energy production. He shut down those pipelines. And now what it is we are energy dependent on foreign oil. Yeah. Okay. So go back and tell your buddies, okay? Maybe you can educate them so they can understand what's truly going on here in our country. Okay. And then the next thing I need for my president to do is to get rid of all of Obama's leftovers. That's right. All of Obama's leftovers got to go. What do you do when you eat a meal and you put leftovers in a refrigerator? Mm-hmm. And you don't eat it, you don't come back to it and start molding and spoiling and different things. What do you do to those leftovers? Huh? Do you keep it in the refrigerator? Do you eat it? Or do you throw it out? Huh? So that's what it's time for, these Obama's leftovers. These bastards are spoiled. Yes, they're demonic. Uh-huh. I see a lot of mold. Yes, 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 yes. It's what I see here. It's destructive. And it's time for every last one of them to be gone. I hope he get rid of all of these three-letter organizations that's full of bought and paid for bureaucrats that we did not elect. Yes, get rid of them. Uh-huh. Dismantle them. Yes, dismantle them. You're going to have to probably, the FBI and the CIA, they're so corrupt. You may have to take and not just dismantle them, but even destroy the foundation that it was built on and rebuild it over here somewhere. Because the foundation is corrupt down to the roots. Ooh, it is corrupt. Yes, 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 yes. I hope he kicked the CCP the hell out of America, out of our infrastructures. Yes, 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 yes. And I need for President Trump to bring back law and order. Uh-huh. Law and order. That's right. Because under President Trump, we had the best economy ever. Yes. We had security. We had peace. And we had prosperity under President Donald J. Trump. Americans had jobs under President Donald J. Trump. We had a real leader who stood tall and strong against our adversaries. That's what he did. Huh? We had no wars under Trump. No wars. And our enemy knew not to zuck with us. The enemy knew that. Yes, yes, yes. So you all, we need Trump. We want Trump, and we need Trump right now. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. We need President Donald J. Trump. He's the only man. He's the only one with the help of God that can bring this country back. Because everybody else is pretty much sold out. Yep, I ain't gonna lie to you. Everybody else. It's pretty much sold out. Now, more news that's coming down the pipeline. We found out that Judge Scott McAfee has dismissed multiple counts and Fannie Willis RICO charges against Trump. Okay. So now here is my question. Okay. Is all of this all of a sudden suddenly happening because it was revealed that Fannie used an illegal phone recording to initiate her RICO prosecution in the first place? Ooh, Silk, you spilling the beans and the collard greens with a side of onion rings in between. Are they trying to reel this back in? I'm just asking some questions here on Lindell TV Network. I'm just asking some questions. That's right. So they dismissed the phone call that was actually charges against President Trump so that the crime of illegally recording the phone conversation would disappear, in my opinion. This is just in my opinion. Uh-huh. See, everybody is celebrating that they dropped the charges, I believe it was about six charges they dropped out of all of this slew of charges that they got against President Trump. Yeah, uh-huh. But I'm looking under the rug at the corruption under the rug while y'all looking at the beauty of the rug at the top of the rug. That, oh, it's so cute. I'm looking at the corruption under the rug. I need to know who illegally recorded President Donald J. Trump. And will the person that illegally recorded President Donald J. Trump, will they be charged? Will they be prosecuted for illegally recording President Donald J. Trump? And now that we know Fannie used that information, now, I call her Fannie. She called herself Fonny. I can call her phony. Okay? But now that we know that she used that information to even start this RICO case, this RICO prosecution, will she be charged for even using this information? Ooh, I just am just asking. That's all I'm doing, y'all. Just asking a question. At this point, all of the charges should be dismissed against everyone. No one should have been charged in the first place. Absolutely no one. Honey, the way I see things going right now, no one should have been charged. Now, with what we already knew, okay, we already knew this, what I'm about to tell y'all. It seems like it's starting to finally come out. People are starting to talk about it now. So apparently, and I'm going to say allegedly because I wasn't there when they conspired or colluded, Fannie Willis conspired and colluded with Liz Cheney's fraudulent J6 committee to weaponize their office and the justice systems to go after their political opponent and Trump supporters. I have to say allegedly, y'all, because I wasn't there in the room when they were doing it. Okay? The J6 committee shared video recordings with Fannie Willis. But then they turned around, y'all, and deleted the videos to prevent Republican lawmakers from gaining access. Y'all can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this here stuff up. So now let me get this straight. The J6 committee, yes, the scam J6 committee that was set up to get Trump, this is what they actually did now, okay? They deleted records and recordings, okay? Depositions and different things. They deleted that now. They hid important evidence from the American people. They was all up on the TV, pushing their narrative while hiding important information from the American people. Then it's coming out that they colluded with D.A. Fannie Willis. They promoted false testimony. Yeah, people up there, the narrative that with along with these the J6 committee, scam committee, that's what they showed the people. That's what they showed on the TV. They promoted that. The counter narrative or the counter testimony, they didn't show none of that, y'all. They hid evidence that could have exonerated the J6ers. That's just like making up evidence, you all. So listen, some laws and rules here is being broken. And these J6ers, they should be let out right now. They should open up the gates right now with everything that's coming out. They hid relevant testimony that went against their narrative, including the testimony which confirmed that President Trump never lunged for the steering wheel of the beast and never assaulted anyone. Did y'all know that they had interviewed somebody else concerning that particular matter? Huh? Well, you had this girl out here talking about, oh, he lunged. He lunged towards the steering wheel. Y'all remember that? They had other testimonies where they were saying, no, that never happened. But you did not hear about that. And withholding evidence, you all, every last one of these J6ers need to be released. Huh? And every one of them need to be made whole monetarily with interest. That's right. And Peter Navarro, should not be going to jail for defying a subpoena, especially if Hunter Biden is not going to jail for doing the same thing with Congress. Huh? This is a two-tier justice system. And see, I thought when you are appealing something, okay? I thought when you are appealing something that the original verdict is like muted. It's like a state. It's like, It's not null and void, but you don't have to do whatever that verdict is saying that you have to do, okay? Because you've appealed this case to a higher court. You don't agree with that original verdict, all right? This gives the individual the opportunity to work on getting whatever they need to do to appeal this case, all right? I thought that that's how this thing was supposed to work. I didn't know that the original verdict, you're supposed to still do the original verdict, then pay money to appeal to keep from doing what the original verdict said. Somebody, how is it that the Democrats can change laws in the middle of the game to fit them? Huh? This old, I'm trying to keep it clean, I can call her a slut. They want to say she was raped and she don't even know what happened 30 years ago. And she worked with New York to help change the laws. Yeah, because she said she was raped, but she don't even know what happened. Now, they put in a verdict to say, oh, you defamed her, so you got to pay this amount of money. President Trump appealed the case. But he still got to pay the amount of money, the judgment. Listen, that don't happen here in America. That's not due process. When you are appealing something, whatever that verdict is, it's supposed to be stayed. That means it's just their own pause. It's their own pause. Because you're taking this to a higher court. You are appealing this case. And then whatever that higher court, whatever happened in that higher court is supposed to stand. So I thought. But these people keep changing the laws all up in the middle of the game. It's like, you know, the laws only work for them, the Democrats, because everything seemed to be against Republicans. All right? Everything. Okay? And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. That's right. So I need for you all to play, please play clip 2.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence included an audio recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia.
There it seems to be a lot of private stuff going on, y'all. I want to know, where's all of the people that's been running around talking about no one is above the law? Where are you at? Huh? Talking about no one is above the law. Now, according to Mr. Herb, Biden was a private citizen when he spoke about the classified documents. That means he knew what he had, what he was speaking about, and he willfully retained them. He willfully kept them. Huh? And even though Mr. Herb was talking about after Biden was vice president and what he did, from my understanding, this go way back, years ago. See, Biden, he knew he can get away with it. That's why he didn't have a problem. It's just like Hillary Clinton with the classified information. They knew they can get away with this stuff. That's why they have a problem putting a server there in the bathroom and using the bleach bit to destroy the cell phones and the hammers to beat up the cell phones and all of to destroy the records. They didn't have a problem doing that because they knew nothing was going to happen to them. And Jim Crow Joe Biden, they did an investigation, you all, on him. And the DOJ comes back and say that he's not mentally fit to stand trial. That Biden is not mentally fit to stand trial, yet he willfully retained classified information. Now, I remember a young gentleman, I do not remember his name, that took a picture of a ship there, and it's supposed to have been classified. He had it on his cell phone. He was just happy to be there in that location. They locked him up for having classified information on his cell phone. But you got Jim Crow Joe Biden that had willfully had classified information, just spread it everywhere. And you come back with he is not mentally fit to stand trial. So how is he mentally fit to have his finger on the button? How is he mentally fit to run America? Because when I look at America, you can't be mentally fit running something like this. Huh? You can't be mentally fit running something, and our borders is wide open, and our security is just gone straight to hell, huh? So something is seriously wrong. So if he's not mentally fit, then he don't need to be there at the White House, y'all. He don't need to be running this country. So which one is it? Okay. Because I thought when you willfully does something or when you willfully do something, that means you guilty of what you willfully did. Now, President, the Presidential Records Act protected President Donald J. Trump. Why? Because he was the president. Biden was not the president, but he had classified documents. Plus, the classified documents was not, I repeat, was not under lock and key. They were scattered everywhere, all over the place. Mm-hmm. But now President Donald J. Trump, he'd had his documents in one location under lock and key, protected by Secret Service. And guess what, y'all? Guess who they going after? President Trump. Huh? President Trump. This is crazy. $8 million for a so-called book deal for Biden. Huh? Now, my question is this, because that just seems really strange. You have these classified documents. You have the classified information. You're spilling it all on audio. okay? And you're talking to your ghostwriter about everything, all right? I want to know, did Biden sell this classified information for $8 million? I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying he did it. I'm asking, did he do it? That's all I'm asking. And if so, who did he sell it to? Huh? Because I know how they like to take and use certain aspects. Uh-huh. Like a TV show or a network to say, we're going to say you are running a show on this network and we're going to pay you all these big bucks under the table. Yeah, I know how they take and they do what they do, especially with these book deals, when they pay people off to get out the race and then give them a book deal and pay them this large sum of money. Uh-huh. So I just want to know, who did he sell it to if he did it? Uh-huh. I need to know, was any of the information sold to China, the CCP, and or the cartels? I just want to know. Just asking. And if so, does any of this tie to the destruction of America infrastructure? I'm just asking. I just want to know. That's all I want to know. I know my bloggers and the left wing, they be up on here and different things so they can write a hit piece. And so I'm letting you know, I've said allegedly, this is my opinion, and I'm asking questions. But I'm asking the right questions. I'm not sitting back like Boo Boo the Fool and letting y'all tell me some bull crap as if I don't know what the hell's going on. Because I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you know I know what's going on. That's right. Please, please, producers, play clip 3.
Resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not
Kerr,
a word that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
That's not part of my task as
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that,
that
the term
that I ultimately reached
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that
I did
the term willful
that word
retention
does not in the report,
has a Mr. Hurd, it's my time. Thank you.
Now is my time. First off, how the hell do you pronounce this lady's name? I'm really serious about this. Is it Jayapal? Huh? Or Jayapa? I'm just trying to figure it out. J-A-Y-J-A-Pal. I'm looking at PayPal, so okay. Jayapal? Okay, I'll figure it out, y'all. All right? Because I'm like this. When I look at her, she is crazy. This lady is sick. Now, Democrats, you all, okay? I'm getting back to my serious side now. Democrats love to lie. Then they reinforce the lie by repeating the same lie. Y'all see how she just did that? Because the key word is exonerate. They want the media to be able to go back and say he was exonerated. He was exonerated. But Special Counsel Robert Hur clearly stated that he did not exonerate Biden. Okay, so they can't go back and use that narrative and spin that narrative. Okay, so I ask once again, why isn't Biden being charged for lying to a federal investigator and for having and sharing classified information? Huh? Why is this a two-tier justice system, huh? Now you got Navarro, Peter Navarro, that you want to lock up for 4 months because he didn't abide by a request from a rogue committee, huh? But you got Jim Crow Joe Biden that has admitted his own audio to having classified information. Huh? You got this J-A-P-L. You got her sitting up there trying to spin exoneration, exoneration, exoneration. Hmm. You all, it is what it is. Listen, Biden, when he first started running back in 2019 and came on the heels of 2020, Diamond and Silk stated that Biden was compromised. They called us conspiracy theorists, laughed at us, just shoot us right on off. Now, do you hear the words that's been coming out of our mouths? Biden is compromised. And I truly do believe in my heart that this demonic evil imbecile named Jim Crow Joe Biden sold out our country to the highest bidder because he had access to it, you all. He's been in government position for over 50 years now, I believe. 50 years. He was the VP to Obama for 8 years. And now he have seized the White House, got access to a whole lot of different things. And not to mention his son, Hunter, who I believe was just a poor mule that they used. Biden is a threat to our national security. Now, y'all make sure y'all write that right, okay? And put me in quotes when you do. Biden is a threat to our national security. Yes, he is. Now, let's talk real quick about the state of Ukraine address, because that's what Biden did. He didn't do no State of the Union address. He wasn't talking about our union. He started off talking about Ukraine. So this was the State of the Ukraine address. Okay. Now Biden called an illegal alien an illegal. All right. And the Democrats and liberal media, they was hard. Yes, they was hard. And they're upset about Biden calling this illegal alien an illegal. So can you please play clip four?
Used during his State of the Union remarks, Biden used the word, quote, illegal.
He used the term illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegals to describe people.
He did use a word that did bother people. Immigration advocates don't want to hear him use the word illegal.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
I kind of jumped as well when I heard that word.
We normally don't use that word because people are not illegal.
To be clear, no human being is illegal.
Congressman Chuy Garcia saying he was extremely disappointed to hear the president use that word illegal.
Joaquin Castro has said like this, using that word and illegal dehumanizing is problematic. What did you make of that?
Well, that's probably true. He probably should have used a different word.
Like Joe Biden's ad libs in the past, this one kind of got him in some trouble, particularly with Democrats who don't use the word illegal, call undocumented workers.
Saying to the broad Democratic base, you know, I hear you. I hear your concern. And I shouldn't use that word is a smart thing to do.
Yesterday, Biden attempted to rectify this by apologizing for using that word to describe an undocumented immigrant.
You used the word illegal.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
He understands or understood the damage that he caused. And he was very eager to make amends.
You may be wondering, why does this matter? Right? It's just a word. Who cares? Well, his language matters. The words we use to describe each other matters. And unlike Trump, Biden understands that words can shape our reality and that words can have real world and dangerous consequences.
Hey, y'all, I have a question. Why don't Democrats like the word illegal? Why don't they like the word illegal? Is it because they do a lot of illegal stuff? Huh? I'm talking about the Democrats now, not the illegal aliens, okay? Why don't the Democrats like the word illegal? Why they don't like the truth, huh? See, The devil is the author of confusion. And so are these Democrats. They change the rules up in the middle of the game. They break the laws. They distort the truth. They have their own history and they lie, lie, lie. Yes, that's exactly what they do. And they continue to do it. They love to do it. Now, the last person speaking in the video said that language matters. The words we use to describe each other matters. So are you saying that words only matter when you're speaking about an illegal alien or a Democrat, huh? Or when addressing a liberal, you know what? We supposed to watch our words when we're talking about a liberal or to a liberal? Now, these same liberals that's sitting here itching about one word, okay, somebody being called one word has called me and many Trump supporters racist, white supremacist, extremists, Russia bot, cult members, neo-Nazis, terrorists, and so many more damnable things. Even though I was born here in America, the same group of people called me these names, and a lot of you, these same doggone names. But for someone who came into our country illegally and murdered an American citizen, I'm supposed to mince my words and be gentle with him or her. These idiots are sick. They are sick. Now, I didn't hear not one of them say anything about Biden should apologize for calling Lincoln Riley. Not one of them. Now, I don't think nobody apologized for that. Uh-huh. But for the murderer, for the criminal, they want us to lie. They want us to speak the softer word. Listen up, Democrats. The law calls him an illegal alien. That's what the law calls him. The person that was speaking last in this video also stated that words can shape our reality and words can have dangerous consequences. And she's right. But she's also a hypocrite. Because when you change the word to mean something else, it can be misinterpreted. For example, let's just use the word dangerous. Now, we all know what that means, right? Hazardous, something that can be harmful. But when you turn around and you say non-dangerous, that means it's not harmful. No need to worry, right? Right? Now, let's talk about the dangerous consequences of conflating the words illegal with migrants, okay? Migrants mean you got in line, you waited your turn, and you did it the right way. Illegal means you did it the illegal way. You didn't get in line and waited your turn. What you did is you crossed the line when you crossed the border illegally. That don't make you entitled. That makes you an illegal alien. And now many Americans are now finding out the dangerous consequences of misusing words. Now I got to get this last little mofo straight real quick. Please play clip 5.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lincoln Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and more orderly flow. But I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
So he's not going to treat those people with disrespect, but he treats American citizens with disrespect. He labeled American citizens as terrorists while the real terrorists invade our country. Another thing he said, he stated that he should have used the word undocumented. Did y'all know that an undocumented person actually means a person not having any documents to prove that they live or work in a country legally? Did y'all know that undocumented person actually means illegal alien? Huh? See, this type of wording muddies the water so that the average individual won't truly know what's going on. Yes, 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 yes. And what the Democrats are trying to cover up. Confusion is what they are all about. They love to confuse and abuse the mind of people. Make you think it's this when it's actually something else. That's what they love to do. Okay. And another thing, illegal aliens did not build this country. All right. Illegal aliens is actually ripping away at the fabric of America. That's what they're doing. Uh-huh. They are poisoning the bloodline of America. That's right. We don't know who the hell these people are that's just coming over here in our country illegally. That's right. Now, I'm not talking to my migrants, the ones that migrated here legally, got in line, paid their fees, assimilate to our ways. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the invaders that's here in our country illegally. That's who I am talking about. Yes, that's who I am talking about. So to sit there and talk about these people built the country just because you got them over here replacing Americans now and you got them over here replacing American jobs now don't mean they built nothing, huh? My ancestors helped build this country. All right? American citizens helped build this country, not somebody from a foreign country. How can you say somebody from a foreign country helped build this country because they're working here today? This idiot. And this is what we're dealing with, you all. Oh, God. I got so much stuff. Oh, okay, let me get through this. Please play clip six. I want y'all to listen closely to clip six real quick.
From Tom Massey, because I've made this argument on the show, and you absolutely have to understand this. This is why they love open borders. Elon got on this too. He said, and House seats determine how many votes each state has in the Electoral College. So although illegal aliens don't vote, they determine the outcome. They can determine the outcome of presidential races. Kentucky has six representatives, but California likely has six extra seats due to illegal immigration. Yes. Thank you, Tom Massey. Folks, you understand what he's saying? Remember when Donald Trump legitimately wanted an accurate census count and said we should not count illegals? Do you remember the left freaking out? Now you know why. Here's the problem, folks. The presidential election, and I'm sorry for those who know this, but it's worth a little just quick refresher for those who may not. The popular vote doesn't matter. If you win a state's popular vote, you get, in most states, all of their electors. Their electors, which you have to get 270 to win the presidential election, 270 electors, are determined by the number of congressmen plus their two senators. So Kentucky has six congressional representatives, as Massey said, plus two would be eight. That would be eight electoral college votes. Sorry if he meant the whole thing, but whatever, you understand what I'm talking about. It's whatever your number of congressmen plus two. What does that have to do with illegal immigration? Ladies and gentlemen, if you count illegals and 10, 20, 30 million new people in the country that go to liberal states, then those states get extra representatives, meaning they get extra votes in the presidential election, whether those illegals vote or not. That's the point.
That's right. That's the point. So we're looking at this invasion and we're saying, oh, this is going to be their vote. All right. But listen, this is why the blue states want you to move these people in your home. OK, This is why they don't care about how the cities and how everything look. These people laying out on the streets, building up tent cities. This is why they don't care about it, okay? Because what they want is the number of people, all right? And with the number of people, the blue states, what they do is they add the congressional representatives. It allows them to get more congressional representatives. I talked about this a few weeks ago, all right? And when they get those numbers, see, our elections is governed by or is counted as electoral college votes, okay? The electoral college. So the numbers that you get in each state is based on the amount of people that is within that particular state, all right? And with the number that's in the particular state, that also allocates how many congressional representatives that we get for the states. So if it's more people, it's more congressional representatives. And then to get the 270, this is what it means, you all, that the blue states will always win elections via the Electoral College because in their states, they have more representatives. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? So technically, they are rigging the system once again. The average person is looking at the people as voters when Democrats are rigging it through the Electoral College system. Whew, I just said a mouthful. That's what's going on, you all. They found a backdoor way to rig this. That's why they saying, let them come on in. Let them in. Oh, we can't close the border. We don't know what we're going to do. Let them come on in. Uh-huh. Because they're looking at those heads. They counting that those numbers in the census. And then that will show how many representatives that particular state need to have. And if they can get their blue states with the numbers up, they won't need Texas. They won't need Wisconsin. They won't need Michigan. Because you all their people got to do is win those blue states. And as long as it reached 270, that's how they win the presidential election. Boom. It's just like, it's that's what's going on. Thank you, Dan Bangino, for breaking that down. That's what's going on. Okay, you all? These people are rigging the system. We out here fighting. They out there rigging. All right? Now listen, you all. Don't forget. Every day, every single day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Be sure to pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. And please, you all, pray for God to heal this land. Oh, Lord, please heal this land. All right. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Care, you all, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your Hypochlorous Spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know what everything got said. I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. Also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, Uprising, mystore.com. promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSoup.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.